Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are without Sarah. Just want to point that out real quick for the people who keep writing in and saying, Sarah, oh, I miss Sarah. We know. We miss Sarah, too. But we're still here, and we're live, and we're doing the show for you. So hang out if you want. We'd love to have you. Today's weather here in the Bay Area. High of 65 in San Francisco and overcast. San Jose, 71. And Oakland, 68. So there's that.
We have a special concert announcement, and it's brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
I never get to do these!
I know, you're so excited about this.
Do I have... I didn't tip you off to any sounds. Do you have any sounds for build up for me? Anything? There it is.
Woo!
Guns N' Roses Not in This Lifetime tour is coming back to the Bay Area on November 21st at Oracle.
Nice.
I saw this show at AT&T when it came through, and these guys are excellent. I even kind of rolled my eyes like, I don't know. It's excellent, you guys. You want to be at this show. It goes on sale Saturday, June 3rd at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. I promise you I've seen at least 500 shows, and these guys were excellent. They're so good. You want to go. Guns N' Roses, November 21st at Oracle. I'll mention this one more time for you. Saturday, June 3rd is when tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Go to this.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And I believe we also have more details at RadioAlice.com. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a car and driver 10 best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin!
So a good friend of the show, it's his birthday today.
Crazy.
We haven't had him on in a while, but he used to come on back in the day. Just want you to guess how old he is. Jamie Kennedy.
Oh, we love him.
Do you know, you want to guess how old he is?
I'm going to say 43.
Vinny?
45.
He's 47.
Oh.
He's getting old.
It's my age.
We all are.
Happens.
Today is a monumental day in pop culture.
That's what I thought you were going to mention right off the bat, because this is, suddenly it's the biggest story.
It really is, and it's on the cover of USA Today. But 40 years ago today, in 1977, Star Wars was released in theaters.
Where did you see it? Do you remember?
So that was the first movie that we saw when we came to the United States.
It was?
Yeah, and it was in theaters for a couple years, actually. Mm-hmm. I think we saw it around 1979.
So I waited. My dad took me and my brother. We went to Fashion Island in Orange County and waited in the longest line ever to get in to see Star Wars. And I remember the hype being so big, and it was just the first one. And it was already a thing.
So the film, I mean, today, you know, movies are opening up, the big ones, in 4,000 theaters. Star Wars opened in 32 theaters today. In L.A., San Francisco, and New York.
40 years ago today.
Yeah, 40 years ago today. Man Chinese Theater was the biggest one of all the theaters.
I think we saw, me and my brothers waited in line, we saw it at the Coronet.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
On Gary?
On Gary, uh-huh.
Yeah. Which is now gone, right?
Yeah, it's
yeah
gone.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
What a shame. That was such a great movie theater.
I used to go there all the time.
Yeah, I don't remember where in the sort of context of it coming out when we saw it. It might have been weeks after it had already been out, but the hype was so big and the little characters.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have the dolls too, Hooman?
Hell yeah, I had the dolls. I even had, I mean, this is super nerdy, but I had a whole like kind of, toy that had the entire swamp and everything where Yoda lived. I had Yoda's house. That's how nerdy I was.
This is a good story for you then. I know you've got, you're doing the story and I don't want to cut you off, but in USA Today, they did the 40 best characters from Star Wars on a list, and I'm going to offer you the opportunity to guess what the number one character from Star Wars is.
Well, it's hands down, it's obvious. It's one of the best bad guys of all time. It's got to be Darth Vader.
It is Darth Vader.
It has to be.
Okay, so then if that's hands down the easiest, and you got it, so clearly you know, what is the number two best character from the Star Wars world?
It's got to be Han Solo.
It is Han. You're
did you read the article?
I didn't. No.
Cheating.
I'm getting my other Star Wars stories ready. I mean, those two are obvious. When you get to like 3, 4, and 5, it gets tough.
Well, so number 3 on this list from USA Today, everyone. So you can go get this paper or go online if you want to see this.
Can I guess?
This is about Star Wars. The best characters, of course you can guess, sure. So it's Darth Vader's number 1, Han Solo's number 2. Can you go 3 for 3 here?
This is definitely not going to be it, but I love this guy. I want to say Jabba the Hutt.
Not even, what?
Not even close.
Where is he on the, I don't even know. Oh, he comes in at 18, so he's top 20. Princess Leia was number 3.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked her for 3.
Luke Skywalker number 4, Yoda number 5, Rey from the new one comes in at number 6.
I would have put Darth Maul in the top 5 for sure.
Darth Maul. Is that the red guy?
Yeah, with the horns.
Where does
Such
he come
Such a badass.
In?
I put Liam Neeson's character above all those guys.
Darth Maul came in at 31.
Stupid.
This is ranking because they're celebrating Star Wars turning 40. They listed the characters, ranked them in USA Today.
So one of the interesting things is 20th Century Fox is the movie studio that decided to take the risk on Star Wars. They were bankrupt when Star Wars was basically going out into theaters. And that one film saved that entire studio. So 20th Century Fox owes everything to Star Wars. And also 34 years ago today, in 1983, Return of the Jedi opened on 1,000 screens. Mm. And that made it made $300 million.
What's the average like a film that opens say
today?
Yeah.
A big film like a Transformers will open in 4,000 screens.
And then you guys are reviewing
Pirates.
Uh-huh. That'll open up in like 3,700
and
screens.
And then you guys are also reviewing
Baywatch and that'll be on 3,000 screens, yeah.
Okay.
So I found some interesting facts from the Hollywood Reporter that Yuzette handed me about what we can expect from the new Star Wars. And by the way, people at Lucasfilm, Disney, it would have made all the sense in the world to open up the new Star Wars today. I know we're waiting till December, Christmas time, but everything seems to...
Are you calling them out?
Well, I mean, if you want to follow tradition. Benicio Del Toro is going to be in the new Star Wars movie.
Like him.
Yeah, and they say he's a mystery character. So they haven't revealed who he's going to be or what he's doing, but he's in the new one. John Boyega is going...
You know who he reminds me of? You know the character on Seinfeld? It's the lady who looks ugly in certain light and beautiful in other light?
Yes.
Benicio Del Toro is like that guy who, in certain ways, he's so handsome. And other times, other movies, you go, Jesus.
Get it together.
The bags under your eyes, dude. Yes. He's that. Well, anyway, sorry. So he's going to be in the new Star Wars. Sorry.
Yeah. He's going to be in the new Star Wars. There's a big rumor going around that this entire next film is going to be about Luke Skywalker training, you know, Daisy Ridley. And that's not really what's going to happen. There is going to be that, but Luke Skywalker has been living among a bunch of indigenous people on this new planet. So there's a rumor that there's already a bunch of Jedi on this planet. And they're all going to come together to help Daisy Ridley.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, and then the last thing, it's kind of sad, but the last Star Wars that we saw, not the prequel, but the one with Daisy
Not
Ridley.
Rogue One.
Yeah, not Rogue One. But it focused on Harrison Ford. This new one is going to focus in on Mark Hamill, and they were hoping the last one was going to focus entirely on Princess Leia.
Oh.
But that's not going to happen.
That's right. A bummer.
All right, enough Star Wars talk. This is interesting.
Oh, wait. I wanted to mention another movie. We were talking about movies, and I wanted to read you guys. We were talking yesterday about a Top Gun 2, because Tom Cruise said it was a go, and we were speculating what characters would be brought back. Val Kilmer posted on Instagram, Vinny. He says, friends said it's official. Top Gun 2 was announced today. I'm ready, Tom. Still got my Top Gun plaque. Still got the moves. Still got it. And he posts this picture, and he looks so sad and old and like, oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I hope they have him in there.
That's a post you do without a picture, right?
I know.
Leave it's the just, picture off.
And he's trying to. He's trying.
He's wearing a T-shirt mm-hmm. of himself as Iceman.
Oh, boy.
But I looked at the picture on Instagram. It's a Val Kilmer official. Yeah. A lot of people liked it, you know, 2,600. He's got 43,000 followers. But I read all the comments, and people were super supportive.
Yes, I agree.
You know, I can't wait. Bring back Iceman.
They can't do it without the
Iceman. When is Doors 2 coming out? When is Willow 2 coming out? So it seems like people are excited that he's in it.
Well, I hope he's
there.
You see it?
Oh.
What do you think, Vince?
It's just him looking down. He's got sunglasses. He's... Just
you know what? I actually think it looks like he's lost a ton of weight, which is at least part of the thing he needed to do to get ready for the role.
Uh-huh.
Because he had filled out considerably, I don't know, a couple years ago.
And that might have been part of the illness or the medication, side effects, or eating, I don't know.
So in his head, he's posting that picture going, I am ready, what?
Look at me now.
I lost 100 pounds. I'm ready.
Well, hopefully they'll bring him back.
All right.
All right, so Vinny, you know who Barry White is, correct?
I can't say I'm a Barry White fan, but I do know who he is, and I know, unfortunately, one of the main reasons I know him, I think, is because... His song used to play on Ally McBeal.
Right.
In certain...
Like the little baby, or whenever one of the characters, I can't remember the
guy. It wasn't the baby, but...
Started, whenever he thought about sex or something.
Barry
or he wanted to be sexy.
I can't remember. I didn't really... Anyway...
You watched it.
I didn't... Well, if I watched it, I would have a better recollection.
Yeah.
This is it! Anyway, hopefully that reminds others of who he is. I never have really been a slow jams kind of guy, so I don't really know his music.
So Barry White, believe it or not, he has a son, and his son is broke and nearly homeless.
Oh no!
And so he can't work?
Well, he claims it's because he got the raw end of the deal from his father's trust.
Well, so, there's work. There's always work,
right? Mm-hmm. So Daryl White is suing his dad's estate and his widow, Barry's widow, this woman named Glodine. And
Shut up,
what kind of laugh is that?
I know.
Your name's Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman.
He laughs at Glodine.
Hooman. Come on, the nerve.
Jesus.
I think you're interpreting. I was just I was coughing. Yeah. Anyway, so she promised that Daryl would get, a fair cut if he agreed not to sue her. But Glodine never, followed through. Anyway, surprisingly, Daryl White is also a singer. And I thought, let's hear... If this kid,
if he's got his dad's talent?
Yeah, if he has his dad's voice.
Oh, is that him there in the video?
What's he look like, Vin?
Well, he's a black dude, but I don't... It's a little dis... All the shots are in the distance. I can't get a... Oh, there we go. He's got a little beard. One of those hyper-trimmed beards.
Uh-huh. It doesn't sound like he has his dad's talent.
No. Yeah, I'm not into it, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So,
but
you
it's so weird, Hooman, that he's coming out 14 years after his dad passed away to say... He doesn't have enough money.
Well, apparently, so he's been paid for the past 14 years, and the payment stopped in September 2015.
Oh, the free money stopped.
The train stopped.
So he needs more free money. I get it.
I have a feeling he spent everything that was
Right.
Do him.
You know, that's something that his dad should have
put in the will.
Put in the will of whatever he was going to get is what he's going to get. I mean, the widow is where all the money goes if nothing's specifically written in the will. She was probably generous to have given him what she did. Mm-hmm. She didn't have to. She could have been a total evil person and said, this is my money.
Right.
Well, go to work.
If she's been bankrolling him for 14 years, I mean.
That's pretty nice.
Seems fair to me.
Yeah, it seems like enough.
We were talking about the Ally McBeal character.
Yeah.
It was John Cage. People are texting in. I think that was the Biscuits song. Yeah, it was his theme song. As he every time he wanted to be sexy in his own mind, he would just put Barry White in his mind and the
Which
song
one
would come
John
on.
Cage,
he was
though?
Like the co-founder of that law firm. Kind of short guy, curly hair. If you saw his face, you'd be like, oh, that guy.
But, all right. It doesn't matter. You don't need to find it, Bryn. It's okay. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. All right. So is that all the stories for Celebrity
That's
Trash?
It, yeah.
Okay. So thanks, everyone, for being with us. As Sarah is out, we're live, and we're doing the show for you. And we'll do this tomorrow as well. But coming up next, we'll get to news and a few more songs on Alice. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Pink. It's 7:38 Thursday morning, the day after the Survivor finale. I didn't get to watch it. So
all the days, I got a text from George saying, oh, man, Sarah, the most important day. Sarah's not here. Sarah's in Chicago, everyone. People are like, oh, does she have a death in the family? No.
No, she's going to see a play in Chicago and will be back with us on Tuesday after the Memorial Day weekend. We, of course, are live, though, and doing this without her today and tomorrow.
Right. Let me ask you this, though. Coming up at 8 o'clock, do you want to talk any Survivor? Do you want to give the winner? How are you feeling about that?
I didn't see it. So I sat down to watch it. We ended up, I saw maybe 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I know. This is what I know. Here's a little spoiler alert.
Okay.
Actually, I know who won, too. But I know our guy, Ty, did mm-hmm. not win.
I know.
In the first couple minutes the show started last night, his whole game unraveled right before your eyes. They called him out for being a liar and all this stuff, and he was caught, and that was that.
Did he defend himself? Or
well,
could he
just isn't really very
vocal.
No, he could not defend himself, and he found himself, as I saw it, on his way out in the first 15 minutes of last night's two-plus-hour episode. So he didn't win. I do know who won, but we don't have to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it. All right. This is brought to you by IKEA. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Wonder Woman Lasso of Truth opens this weekend at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. We have your tickets. Again, that is at 8 o'clock. IKEA family members save 15% on all sofas May 24th through June 6th. While supplies last, visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Start your summer fun today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/summerfun to get started. We'd love to see you there, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there. Yuzi's there.
I'm there.
All summer long. When does school get out?
It depends.
Any minute, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know some people graduated this past weekend, but I was talking to my niece, and she has another, 3 weeks left of school. So I guess it just depends on where you are.
What about your kid? Is he out?
About a week left, yeah.
Oh, a week left. Do you remember this feeling? The feeling when school's winding down and summer's about to launch?
Yes, it's the best feeling in the world.
There's no paying attention right now. Nothing's getting done.
Right.
Such a cool feeling. It's too bad that there's nothing that matches that once you're grown up. You don't have that.
Retirement, maybe?
I guess. There's no jailbreak that day that school's out. Mm-hmm. You run for it and you just know you're free. Ah! Anyway. All right. Here's what's happening, everyone. First of all, I'll begin with the stock app is green right now on my phone.
All right.
So good news.
It is good news.
I don't see any red there. Oh, hey, and while I'm doing these little notes, I made little sort of ticky-tack notes about certain things. Are you guys going to talk about the Game of Thrones trailer that's been released?
I haven't watched. I've been so busy, you know, looking up news.
Filling
and
in for Sarah,
filling
right.
in for Sarah.
Picking up the slack.
I'll watch it right before the next Celebrity Trash.
Okay. I do know that it is posted at RadioAlice.com as well as the
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Alice Facebook page. We could post it, Sarah and Vinny, though, too.
The Game of Thrones, the new Game of Thrones trailer is out there right now.
Oh,
so
Vinny, there is a
for season 7
story I printed out, and the writing was so small I couldn't even barely read it, but it talked about Jon Snow having a tiny member.
What?
Yeah, people are like, what is going on?
How do they know?
The redhead say something?
Yeah, that's his girlfriend. I don't think that she would have
I'll read
put
the
that
story
out there.
During break, and then when Human looks at the trailer, I'll tell you why they gave him a small one.
Speaking of news nobody wants to hear, people wrote in about that three-way secret show that we were supposed to do yesterday.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it turns out we didn't do it.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, we had to do a bunch of prep and meeting stuff, so...
Hold for Tuesday if that's an important storyline you need a conclusion to.
You do. It's very exciting.
You sure about that?
Yeah,
I'm
I don't know. I feel
about
like
that.
I'll be fine without it. Hey, tonight the Eastern Conference Finals continue. Game 5, the Cavs in Boston to take on the Celtics at 5:30. While the Warriors have already completed their Western Conference Finals slot, they're there waiting on who they'll play. This story here from the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle, the headline is Bay Area home prices hit record as supply drops. I know this firsthand because my mom was shopping for a place here in the Bay Area and there was nothing. It's so weird to not see a lot of homes for sale. I feel bad for everyone out there who maybe waited through the winter and all the rain thinking that there'd be
some inventory.
That's the word. Some inventory to select from, and there just aren't a lot of options.
Was your mom looking for like South Bay stuff closer to you, or was she looking like all around the Bay
Area?
She
was looking in Scotts Valley or Santa Cruz County and ended up, she bought a house the other day.
Where?
What?
In L.A.
Oh, she's moving with your brother.
She's moving down by my brother. She couldn't find anything. She wanted to be by us and be by our daughter. Could not find anything and ended up buying something in Winchester. It's the desert. It's where my little brother Jan lives.
Uh-huh.
It's not Jan. He's just
Is
the
Jan
middle
the one
brother.
With the kid?
No, Jan has no. Jan's the one.
He's the one with the pool table.
The pool table in the living room
and a motorcycle.
Six motorcycles and seven cars.
Oh yeah.
He's got the pizza oven in the backyard and the slushy machine. That's Jan.
Funny.
So my mom bought a place. She got a brand new place for $336,000.
Nice.
Brand new. Three bedrooms.
Nice.
Everything.
And so she's going to sell the Seattle home.
She's moving.
Good for
her. It's not even built yet, though. It's a dirt lot.
Oh, so what's the projected time?
September. It's fast.
Wow. That is fast.
I guess they're just going to crank it out. Anyway, the article is, I guess that I just told that story because if you're looking and you're feeling down about it, you're not alone.
Yeah.
So Winchester's sort of close to Riverside.
Yeah.
In San Bernardino.
Yep. Yeah, that wasn't her ideal location. It's just that, again, as she looked, every time she looked, there was nothing available in her price range.
Hmm.
And then she went down to visit my brother and walked in and went, okay, a brand new house for half the money.
Mm-hmm.
And the homeowner's is $20.
$20?
$20 up here.
That's
as
incredible.
Everyone knows, the homeowner's is $300 and up.
Yeah, I'm lucky. Ours is about $200.
Oh, good for you.
Because we were looking at places that I really wanted. That was $750.
That's too much.
That is too much. I'm like, okay, so I need to get a second job to pay the HOA. Great.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to still visit you guys frequently?
Yeah. It'll be a little jump. one of those short little puddle jumper flights or whatever they call them.
SNL. Yeah.
Little commuter flight. But she'll also be, she'll have family right near her, which is the key.
Exactly.
Because, you know, up in Seattle alone is not a good situation.
Well, I'm
for anybody's mom.
It's nice to know that she's ready to make this move.
Agreed. Mm. Actually, it was so weird. I said, so did you guys go look at places? And she goes, I bought one. And I was like, all this time, years it's been that we've been sort of looking and not looking and unable to pull the trigger. And then she just goes, yeah, I bought one. Mm. Okay. It's done. Social media gives youth a way to share photos and ideas with the world. According to this, their favorite apps could also be a source of sleep deprivation and emotional turmoil. So parents, they do this story here to alert you to the fact that these apps can often lead to depression and anxiety.
Sure.
And more. Body image issues. So you should consider how often your kid's using their phone and what they're doing there. Mm-hmm. They say Instagram's the worst one for your kid.
Wow.
It has 700 million monthly active users, and this is the one that's the worst. Snapchat came in below that, which also is very popular with the kids. Mm-hmm. I believe the consensus among adults is, I don't know how to use that thing, the Snapchat. I've figured it out. I really like it. It's fun. But they say... kids are often, and I know my buddy had to take his daughter's, she's addicted to her phone and addicted to the apps. And after 11, when everyone says goodnight, she's still up for three more hours in bed playing on her phone.
I was watching something the other day that says that the parents were saying that they make their kids turn in their phones every night.
I can see why you'd have to do that.
Yeah, and of course they check them. They know all the passwords and give it to them in the morning, you know, before school.
I'm a parent of only a 3-year-old, and I know any parent who has a kid with, you hand them the phone, whether it's, oh, look at this picture of you, or whatever, and then you go to get it back, and they come with the phone. They don't
struggle.
Let go. They're like, what? They're not, you have to rip it from their hands to get it out of their, away from them, because they just lock in. And she can use it. She knows if I put her, even if I say, hey, here's a video, watch a video while dad does this thing real quick. She's already on to the next thing. She starts
swiping away,
flipping around. She's just all about it. So I do this story just to alert you that.
Have you guys decided when a proper time, when she asks for a phone, you know, when she's 12 or whatever?
I really do value Sarah's opinion on most of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I know that she likes to belittle her mothering skills or whatever and
says
that
she's the worst mom in the world. Yeah,
but she's a pretty smart lady. And, I know one of the things that she said she struggled with was you want your kid to have a way to get in touch with you if something's wrong, but you don't want them to become that, you know, staring at their hand person. So I'll ask her what the age that she gave her kids phones is, and I'll also let my missus decide ultimately what how that's gonna go. The longer the better, though. I hate to think that something like that is causing anxiety in your kid. That's your job when you're a kid, is to play and learn, and that's it. You should just be free and having fun. And I remember my childhood, even though me and my dad didn't get on and there's that whole side of it, I had fun. Mm-hmm. I played. I loved my childhood. That's what I want for my kid. I have a little picture of my kid at the beach from the other day, and she's just in a swimsuit with little sunglasses and playing in the sand, and I'm like, that's it.
That's the way it should be.
Not this, not staring at your screen, thinking you're feeling fat or whatever that you,
exactly.
Kind of body image, or
give her a flip phone.
Maybe. Maybe that's the move.
Who were we saying yesterday still has a flip phone? Chris Pine.
Oh, right, the actor.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
How old was your kid when he got a phone?
Ah, man, he must have been like 8 or 9, I think. My sister's.
Eight?
Well, yeah, it's really is it? It's really good to be able to get a hold of your kid, you know? Like uh-huh. You want to be able to text them and make sure everything's good.
Did your sisters ask you permission first?
No, it was definitely a community effort the way we raised my child.
Yeah.
You know, my sisters were
Well,
like
you
his,
had him when you were 16.
Yeah, they were like his mom, and my mom was like his mom, and everybody else was like his mom, and I was the dad.
Mhm.
So, but it was good to have him.
But he is president of his class right now.
He went from class president to now he's a student body president. So he's president of the whole school.
And
Big
he's
deal.
A Dang. Third degree black belt.
Oh, I'm the third degree. He's a first degree.
Oh.
Do you guys spar? Do you beat the crap out of him?
We spar all the time, almost every Friday. Almost every Friday.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, I just heard Hooman on KCBS talking about food trucks and small concert venues in the Bay Area.
Hooman.
Very cool. Oh. What's up?
Yeah.
Moonlighting?
No. they asked to interview me to kind of talk about places where you could go on a budget. So I gave them a bunch of suggestions of, you know, fun places throughout the Bay Area.
Do you have that audio?
I don't. I could. I guess I could get it.
All right, do that. Brian. Get that. You can get that for
us
then.
Yeah, we need to get that.
Excellent. I mean, I'm sure our listeners would love to know where people can do things on a budget, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Hooman, where'd you record that? Right there in that studio right there, right? On that computer?
No, they actually brought me over to KCBS and they...
Oh, your boy almost just sold you out.
No, I'm trying to get audio, that's all.
No, I know.
I mean, I guess we could walk over there at the commercial break together, Bryn.
All right.
Speaking
good.
Of Bryn and Hooman, we've got a movie review
yes.
coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, but Celebrity Trash is next on
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.